Ein Yira, which a Chacham Ho'emes has for Hashem, is through his Hizbainanus of Dulas Habayres for Hashmoy. Meaning, Shechaker V'dayresh B'sichloy, a Tzadik Emes, a Talmud Chacham, delves deeply in thinking about Hashem. Which type of Yira does he have? The Tikkun Ezer says that there are two types of Yira. There's Yiras Ha'inish, and there's Yiras Ha'raymimus. When Yiras Ha'inish is a simple fear from punishment, which any child is capable of having. I'm afraid that if I eat chazer, they're going to take a match, they're going to light it under me, and I'm going to scream, ouch! Yiras Ha'raymimus is something which involves Seichel. So when we're dealing with the Tzadik Emes, the Chacham Ador, we're talking about one who has Yiras Ha'raymimus. Yiras Ha'raymimus is something which is tied into three items. Chachma, Bina, and Das. It involves Seichel. It's a Yira which is hooked up to Seichel. Number one, Rabbi Nezal says, Nimtzo, She'yiros. Rabbi Nezal says, Nimtzo. What do we see from here? She'yirosoi al yidei ha-Seichel. That the Yira of the Tzadik Emes, of the Chacham Ador, comes from his Seichel. Al kein tzorich shetihye hayiro meleo b'chol hagimol moichim b'chachmosoi ubinosoi v'datoi. Therefore, the yira of the tzadik emes, since it's hooked up to his seichel, the yira must be perfect in chachmo, in bino, and in das, and kulam yiyu meleim miyiras Hashem. The tzadik emes, the chacham ador, has to see to it that his chachmo and his bino and his das should all contain yiras Hashem in them. Item number one. That's part one. The Yiras HaTalmud. What about the Yira which the Talmud has for a Rebbe? Dainu Moira Rabach, the part of Moira Rabach. Shehu al yidei halimud shemekabel mehorav. What makes a student fear a Rebbe, stand in awe for a Rebbe? The knowledge which he receives from a Rebbe, he sees the Rebbe is so great in knowledge, this gives him an awe, a respect for the Rebbe. So if the respect comes through the learning, then the Talmud has to see to it that the respect should be in every aspect of the learning. Learning, the study of Torah, is also a concept of three channels. The Gemara says in Shabbos that the Torah, everything about the Torah is in triplicate. Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who gave the Torah to the Jews, was the third child of his family. Aaron, Miriam HaNeviah, Aaron, Moshe. The Torah is Torah, Neviim, Ksuvim. The Torah, within Hashem's name, Yud Kei, Vav Kei, the Torah is the third letter of Hashem's name. The Vav stands for Torah, Tiferes. We see many reasons, the Gemara over there shows a whole list of explanations as to why the Torah is called Klisor. Three. So we see that by the Talmud also, his Yira is also related to the number three, the three channels. His Yira is a Yira based on Limud. Limud is something which comes via three channels. Everything about Torah is related to the number three. Okay, go ahead. No question? Okay. The Yiras Haben, the fear of a child, which a child has for a parent, the fear and respect which a child has for a parent, Shehu Moira Avoim, that's the Yira which we call Moira Avoim. The child has to see to it to draw this Yira into Nachlas Avos, into a concept of Yerusha Bechinas, as the Pusik says, Bayis Vohoin Nachlas Avos. A house and wealth are the Nachla, the inheritance of parents. We'll see in a second what this means. The inheritance or the possessions of the parents. Rabbi Nezal says, V'tzorich shetispashet hayiro al kol chelke ashirus shehuheim nachlas avos kanal. If the fear and respect that a child has for a parent is based on the physical wealth that the parent provides the child with, a Rebbe's purpose is to provide spiritual wealth for the person. A parent's purpose is to provide physical wealth. Well, physical wealth is also a concept of triplicate. Dahainu, Bechinas Shoish Kavin. Nachlas Avos is also divided into three channels, as the Gemara says in Baba Metzia. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, La'olam Yesharish Odom Ma'isa. When a person has money, he should always see to it to divide it into three categories. Shlish Bipragmatia, a third should be invested in business. Ushlish Bikarka, a third should be invested in property or savings. Ushlish Biyodoi, and a third he should have available for immediate spending, immediate use. So we see that physical ashirus is also a concept of triplicate. Ushloisha halokin elu, sheyesh ba'ashirus, these three divisions. of Ashirus that exists, the halacha, that you must divide your money into three parts, hein keneged shloisha pa'amim Ashirus shenizkar b'Torah, correspond to the three times in the entire Torah that we find the topic of wealth discussed. Now on this, those who learn the proper Yisrael Chachma will find that he asks a kasha, there is a fourth place in the Torah that's not listed where Ashirus is discussed. He gives a teretz to that kasha. So know that if he asked that question, there is a fourth. If there was a fifth, he would have known it. This was Rabbi Nachman Chigrinza. We don't have to give any further elaboration. So nobody go looking for a fifth place. And if you come up with the fourth, you'll look in the papyrus, you'll see that he got the fourth one. In any case, Rabbi Nizal says that the halacha of dividing your money into three categories is based on the fact that the topic of wealth is discussed in the Torah three times. Bechol ha-Torah kula, this is Rabbi Nizal talking, Rabbi Nizal says, in the entire Torah, lo yinizkar ashirus ki in gimel pomim elu. The topic of wealth is mentioned three times. Dainu, which are, etzel sedoim. When it discusses the topic of sedoim, the pasuk says, kamashikasa, the pasuk says, that now the four kings who had killed the five kings, the king of sedoim came out and said, please, let me give you pay. Let me pay you for what you did. You saved our kingdom. You saved our lives. Avraham Avinu said, I wouldn't take a penny from you. Nobody's going to support me. Why? Because I don't want you to ever come and say, V'loitoymar ani he'esharti es Avram. I don't want you to ever have an opening to say, you made Avram Avinu rich. I want to know that my wealth comes from Hashem, not from any human being. We see that the word Oshir used, the word Ashirus, he'esharti, number one. Ve'etzel Rachel V'Leah, by Rachel and Leah we find the example. K'may Shikosu, the Pasuk says, that Yaakov Avinu, remember we gave the whole shir about that time when he convinced them about leaving their father's home, that all he did was good for their father, and their father just messed him up and everything. So Yaakov Avinu told them there, Ki kol ha'ishir asher hitzil eli. Oh, so his wives answered him, we're with you all the way, because we know that all the wealth which Hashem took away from our father and gave to you, belonged to you, etc., etc. So we see again the word ha'ishir used, Ashirus, a second place in the Torah where Ashirus is discussed. The third place where we find the term Oshir used in the Torah, the Eitzel Shkolin. By Parsha Shkolin, interesting, we find, Kamashikosu, as the Pasuk says, He Oshir Lo Yarbe, this week's laning, this last Shabbos is laning, Kisiso, He Oshir Lo Yarbe, Vahadal Lo Yamit Mimatzis HaShekel. An Oshir isn't allowed to give more than half a shekel, we see again the term Ashirus used in the Torah. Period. Rabbi Nizal says now, Kishlish Shebeprakmatyo. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to show the hookup between these three and these three. The halacha of dividing your money into three categories, business, property, and available cash available, and the three places in the Torah where Ashirus is mentioned, they're hooked up directly. Rabbi Nizal says, watch this. Kishlish Shebeprakmatyo, the third of money, which has to be invested in business, who can again who Ashirus and Iskar Itzel Sdoim, corresponds to the Ashirus that's listed by Sdoim. Ki b'Sdoim ksiv, by about Sdoim, the Pasuk says, Hanishkochim mini regel. They forgot the manner of walking. They forgot how to walk straight like human beings. Meaning, ki heim rotzu levatel hamasumatin. Sdoim or animals, they wanted to destroy the concept of work. No such thing as a man going out to work. Shehu bechinas regel. Work, parnosa, is something that's related to the feet. That's the feet of a person. K'may shekosu, as the Pasuk says, smach zvulun betzeisecho. Zvulun, be happy with the fact that you can go and come, you can walk. You can walk tall. Why? Because you have a job. You have parnosa. Alkein tzorech dafke masumatin. That's why a person must have masumatin to counter the klol of sdoim, which was the opposite of masumatin. They wanted to be mevatel masumatin. Hanishkochen mini redel. Next. Vizehu shlishe beprapatia. That's the third that must be invested in business to be ma'amid al raglov. That's number one. Number two. The third, that a person is required to invest in property, real estate, savings. That corresponds to the Ashirus that's mentioned by Rachel and Leah. Ki be'emes, because if you want to be honest, Iker hu Ashirus hu rak bishvil his bainanus. We say that what's the whole purpose of Ashirus? His bainanus ha-Torah. Avol b'loize, without the his bainanus, hu Ashirus hu rak bishvil noshim uktanidas kamoisan. One who doesn't have seichel, what does he use his money for? To buy his wife gifts and his kids toys? He lives the life of a moron. Like 99.9% of the world lives. That's what they waste their Ashiras on. V'zeh shomru, this is why Rachel and Leah said to Avraham Avinu, The whole wealth which Hashem rescued from our father, love on our Russia, lonuhu ulvaneinu, belongs to us and to our children, meaning Hainu shekol hashirus hurak bishvil noshim uktanidas kamoinu. Ki kol hoisha shehitzel lakim me'avinu, the Aisha which Hashem rescued from Avinu, what was he using it for? For lonu ulvaneinu, for us, for women and for kids. That's what he was wasting the Ashirus on. That's why Hashem took it away from him and gave it to Yaakov Avinu. Avol ato, but you, Yaakov Avinu. But you, Yaakov Avinu, kamo, ato kol ha-shelema, omar elecho lekema, say. They said, and now, whatever Hashem will tell you to do, that's what you do. You'll be different than our idiotic father. You don't waste your Ashirus on that, on buying gifts for the wives and for the kids. You use your Ashirus for Hizbainus Hashem, of Gdulas Hashem. Corresponding to that, we have the Shlish that's to be invested in property. What's the connection between Karka and the women and children? The Gemara says that a woman is like a man's property. And he owns a woman like he owns a piece of property. We see the connection between Isha and Karka. Ushli Shebiyodoy, and the third of your money, which the Gemara requires a person to keep available, cash available, who can negate Hashiru Sheitzel Hashkolim. That's the Ashirus that's listed by the topic of the Shkolim, giving a Matzis Hashevel. Shinem Hashom, the Posek says over there, Lechaper Amashe Sechem. What was the purpose of giving Matzis Hashekel? Kaporo, to be Mechaper on you. How is a person mechaper? Where is the koyach of kapura of the nefesh? Lechaper amashay sechem. Where is the nefesh? Bechinas asher beyodoy nefesh kol choy veruach kol psarish. In Hashem's hand, kaviyochol, is found in the nefoshes of Bnei Israel. So the shlish shebeyodoy corresponds to the shlish that's mentioned by the shkolen, which is lechaper al nafshay sechem. Nefesh is hooked up to the yad. Asher beyodoy nefesh kol choy. This is the whole concept of Yira. The person wants to know what perfecting oneself in Yira Shemayim involves. It involves having perfect fear of Hashem, perfect fear of a Rebbe, and perfect fear of parents. Knowing how to deal with all three properly. Great. This is where we're holding for now. Baruch Hashem, to be continued. And this whole Torah you see is building a building that's like under this is the World Trade Center, the Shem line. In other words, he's building a pyramid, everything is hooked in beautifully, everything fits, and he's showing you exactly how to go about getting to all of these madrigas.
It's just talking about the three parts of the money, person from, and he's literally merged the building
through. Ah, one second. Obviously, we need a Shulchan Aruch to explain exactly what this means. As long as we're quoting a Gemara, to know, Rabbi's obviously never told us to do it literally this way, which means you have to know Halacha better to know exactly what the Gemara is talking about.
No, it's not advice of the Rabbeinu.
No, definitely. In other words, it's an advice of the Gemara, advice of Rabbeinu Zal, but it's not as simple as it looks here. It's not simply divide your money into three and put it. No way. Rabbeinu Zal said don't buy any houses in Chutzlar. It's, you know, all of those things. So you know there's no concept of investing money in property while you're in Chutzlar.
I don't understand what you said, mushroom of property.
The Gemara says that what is a wife like? Buying a wife, marrying a wife, giving her a ring, a marriage ring, it's like buying a piece of property. The Gemara compares it with regards to certain halachas. The Gemara says it says the word ki ikach by buying property, and it says the term kicha by woman. It shows us that isha is kakarayon. Isha is a woman is an acquisition which you have forever, just like property. But the Gemara compares it with regards to certain items. We're not going to go into that now. Baruch Hashem, to begin to have a why we should all be zechut to follow the advice that's here, to have Shlemos Hayira, which leads to Alichas Yomim, which leads to Ashirus, which leads to his burning Shlemos Hashem.
I'm concerned that should be taken literally, not that the Tzadigamus doesn't have to have Yira for his parents.
No, I hope nobody took that the wrong way. Meaning, all the mitzvahs of the Torah still apply, but in other words, his item, his nekuda of Yira, is Yira Hashem. Each Nekuda is called from all the others, understood. His Nekuda is Yiras Hashem, no question. Although, Paisek, with regards to certain items of Halacha, you have a son who's a Rav, who taught his father, you know, all of those things. So it's understood. So you have an incident with Rabbi Nezal with his mother. Rabbi Nezal's mother came to him in a dream. She begged him to give to give Rav Shimon Zal, the Zechiah of being his Mishamish Bakalish. He didn't answer right away, yes. He held off. So finally said, all right, I'll give in to you. But in other words, we see that, in other words, he's not commanded to listen to a parent as much as a regular person is.
It's in the many cases that were tzaddikim.
The Gemara is full of stories of what they went through for Kibbutz Avayim. Rav Tarfon, the story with Rav Tarfon, she embarrassed him to bits and he took it, no problem. We should be zeicha to fulfill all these things.
Sure.
Rabbeinu Zal started off talking in this Torah about the fact about his venomous HaTorah, very deep knowledge in Torah, which can only be acquired through wealth. Rabbeinu Zal quoted the statement in Pirkei Avos, Imein Kemach, Ein Torah. There's no Parnasa, there's no Torah. Rabbeinu Zal stressed that the deeper a person goes in Torah, he must have a wealth that goes along with it. And Rabbeinu Zal gave the example of Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who were all very wealthy people, because in order for them to be able to possess this Hizbananus HaTorah, they must have wealth. Rabbeinu Zal had explained why. Rabbeinu Zal said the way that a person gets to this wealth is through Arichas Yomim. A person has to have a longevity of life in order to be able to get to this wealth. And Rabbeinu Zal brought proof from Avraham Avinu. The Pasuk says by Avraham Avinu, Avraham Zokin Bo Bayomim, Vashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakoil. Avraham Avinu was getting older, and Hashem blessed them with everything. First, he was getting older. He had Arichas Yamin. This is what led him to Ashirus. Rabbeinu Zal says that how does a person get to this concept of Arichas Yamin? How is a person zoicha to a longevity of life? Rabbeinu Zal says you must have Yiras Shemayim for that, fear of Hashem. Because there's a pasuk which says, Yiras Hashem, Tosif Yamin. Fear of Hashem adds life. They say, Kok adds life. The pasuk says, "Mishlei yiras Hashem toisif yomim." Fear of Hashem adds life, because Rabbeinu Zal shows that when a person has true fear of Hashem, when they get up in the morning, they start off serving Hashem small, like slowish. As each minute of the day goes on, they're building up to a crescendo. It's an upside down pyramid. It's like a beard. Tikunei Atik, Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in the beginning. The zokein is arichas yomim, which means starting off small. A beard is wide on top and comes to a point. A person's day starts off smallish and it broadens out. As time goes on, he makes each minute count more and more than the minute before. Rabbeinu Zal said, okay, so we see that you need Yira for that. Yira Hashem, Tosif Yomim. Then Rabbeinu Zal went on to discuss the Shleimus HaYira. Real, complete Yira involves three categories. Fear of Hashem, fear and respect for Hashem, fear and respect for a Rebbe, for one's Rebbe, and fear and respect for parents. And Rabbeinu Zal discussed these items in detail, and he showed how these three items correspond to the three times in the Torah that wealth is mentioned. The term Oshir is mentioned in three places in the Torah, corresponding to these three types of fear. And this is where we were up to when we left off last time. We're up to the beginning of Sif Hei in Torah Samach. Rabbeinu Zal says, okay, now we're up to the point where we know that through Yira, a person gets to Arichas Yamin, through Arichas Yamin he gets to Ashirus, through Ashirus he gets to Hizbananus HaTorah. How does a person get to Yira? What items are there that cause a heightening of Yira in the world? Rabbeinu Zal says, the Hizgalus HaYira Hu Al Yedei Pekidas Akoros. The procedure of arousing a tremendous amount of fear of Hashem in the world is heightened when akoros, women who are barren, become bearing women, meaning they begin to have children. When an akora, a woman who could not have children, is suddenly nifkad, she's suddenly given the power to have children, that's what brings about a hizgalus hayira. Why? Rabbeinu Zal says, ki al yedei leido nizgale yira, because through a birth, fear is revealed. Birth brings about a fear. Where do we see that? Bechina says, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Ra'odo achazosam shom, Ra'odo achazosam shom chil kayoledo. A trembling latched onto them at that point. They were affected by a trembling, and they shuddered like a yoledo, like a woman giving birth. So we see that giving birth is associated with trembling, with yira. Rabbeinu Zal says that, let's say under normal circumstances, when a woman who is pregnant gives birth, together with the birth, there's a release of a tremendous amount of blood. Blood stands for yira. Redness refers to dinim, harshness, gevura. Gevura and yira are synonymous. The word gevura is bigematria yira. Fear of Hashem is an meaning of harshness. ubifrat kishenifkedu akoro, and especially more so, how much more so, when a woman who could not have children suddenly is capable of having children. Why? Because by such a woman, sheho yu hadamim vahagvurois ne'etzorim kol kach adato, by a woman who can't have children, what's the status of this blood? This blood is being contained within her for years, like. She's holding in her the power to give birth. It's trying to release itself, and it can't. It's locked in. This brings up this rouses a tremendous amount of fusion, like heat. You picture like a bomb ready to go off. That's the process that's going on inside of her. Rabbi Nizal says, Al kein achakach. Therefore, afterwards, kishe yoitzin, when these bloods are released, nizgala hayira b'yoser. This causes a revelation of tremendous fear. Ukefi haleido kein hizgala sayira. According to the births of these women, this is what determines the amount of fear of Hashem that's injected into the world. Kiki shenifkido akoro achas. When one barren woman is given the capability of being able to have children, nizgale yira, so fear of Hashem is revealed. Ukishenifkidu harbe akorois, when many women who are barren suddenly become unbarren in one shot, nizgale hayira b'yoser. This causes the fear to be aroused even more, much more so. V'zeh b'chinas chil kayoledo. This is why the pasuk says in Tehillim, they trembled. They were filled with fear as a woman giving birth. According to how many women give birth, that's what determines how much fear is injected into the world. Kifi haleido kein hizgalas hayira. According to the birth, that's what determines the fear. V'al kein b'rosh hashanah hoyo pekidas Yitzchak. Rabbi Nizal says, V'al kein b'rosh hashanah hoyo pekidas Yitzchak. We know the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Sarah Imena was barren for a long time. She couldn't have children. She gave birth to Yitzchak Avinu when she was 90 years old, approximately. So she, what day of the year did she give birth on? On Rosh Hashanah. Shehu Toikiv Hizgalos Hayira Ma'oid. Yitzchak Avinu represents a tremendous amount of revelation of fear of Hashem. Why? Mm-hmm. Because how did Yitzchak Avinu serve Hashem? With death. He allowed himself to be killed for the service Hashem. His serving of Hashem wasn't a service of kindness, it was a service of harshness. Din, gvura. Bechinas pachad Yitzchak. Rabbi Nizal explains now, kikishe nifkido soro nifkidu kamo akoroisimo, kamo yisham razal. The Midrash tells us that when Sarah Imenu was given the power to give birth, it wasn't she alone. Together with her, just about all the women in the world who were barren at the time were given the power to give birth, together with Sarah Imenu. V'zeh b'chinas ki yoladeti bein lizikunov. Sarah Imenu said that I gave birth to a child at my husband's old age. Lizikunov. Ki al yedei leidas Yitzchok, through the birth of Yitzchok Avinu. Shehu hizgalus hayira, which represents a magnificent revelation of yira, a heightening of yira, al yedei zeh nimshach arichas yomim. This brought about an increase of life to the whole world, a hemshach of arichas yomim, longevity of life, because we said before, yiras Hashem toisif yomim, bechinas zokin, bechinas yiras Hashem toisif yomim. So when Yitzchak Avinu was born, on that day there was a tremendous amount of Yira injected into the world. The holy Yira of Rosh Hashanah comes from the birth of Yitzchak Avinu, stems from the birth of Yitzchak Avinu, on which day Imenu, who was an Akoro, who was barren, plus all the Akores of that generation, all gave birth in one shot. This caused a tremendous Hizgalas HaYira. This caused Arichas Yomin. This caused Ashirus. This caused Hizboinu Satara. We're going to see how all of this is connected.
Is that why we lay this on Rosh Hashanah?
Exactly. That's why the parsha that we lay on Rosh Hashanah, we begin with the words, Vashem Pokad Esoro Kasher Omar. The whole Rav Moshe Zalikut HaLachas shows how the whole Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah is found in this chapter on the Gemara. The whole concept of the shofar, we're going to see soon as we go on. Everything about Rosh Hashanah can be found in this chapter on the Gemara.
The thing about the phrase who take it this guy's Yerim, that's talking about Rosh Hashanah?
About Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu is, just a second.
Balkan Rosh Hashanah, how you see this Yitzchak?
Balkan Rosh Hashanah is Yitzchak. Shehu Toikif Hizgalus Hayira Mahid. I believe it's referring to Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu symbolizes the super immense revelation of Yira. because Yitzchak is Din, his mother was an Akara.
That's why, understand?
Where does Rosh Hashanah draw its whole power of Din from? From the birth of Yitzchak. That's why we lay that specific item on Rosh Hashanah. That's what's giving the day of Rosh Hashanah its whole Kayach of Yira.
The second day of Rosh Hashanah, we don't know.
And that's why, what is Rosh Hashanah called in the Gemara? What's the Aramaic word for Rosh Hashanah?
Yom
HaRichta. The long day. Rosh Hashanah is the only Yontif, which the reason why we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah isn't because we're in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael also, they celebrate 2 days Yontif. Why? Arich HaSiyonim. Through the Hizgalos HaYira, there is the singing of Arich HaSiyonim, Yom HaRichta. It's a Yontif of 1 day, which broadens out into 2 days. This is just, I'm showing you this much, and I put it like this. Is Bigimatria 8 times Yud Kei Vav Kei, showing that he draws his origin in Bina. Bina is the 8th sphere.
If Rosh Hashanah is considered 1 day, why is the first day Harsha Dinam and the second?
I said it's not, it's one long day of 2 parts, like, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
First day is Bina Kasha, second day is Bina Rafa. But you're going to see, we're just opening up now, just a second now. Now the next question. How do you do this? You have a woman who can't give birth, who wants to give birth. How do you affect a woman who's barren being able to give birth? Rabbeinu Zal says, "Upekidas akorois nase al yedei shemoirin es bnei adam mishinosam." The whole power to be able to take women who are barren and be able to give them the power to give birth comes by awakening people from their sleep. Rabbi Nizal says there are people who sleep away their entire lives. Although some of these are religious people, where it seems to the Welt like these people are really serving Hashem. And they study Torah and they daven. But their avodah Hashem does not get any nachas from. Ki nishar kol avodosom lemato. Their avodah can't, it's not powerful enough to rise up to heaven. So what happens? It remains on earth. A person studies Torah. The mitzvah is expected, in a spiritual sense, to float up to heaven. What if the mitzvah isn't powerful enough? It remains on earth. It stagnates. There's a story brought about the Baal Shem Tov. He once walked into a shul, and the Baal Shem Tov was walking like very, like this, like he didn't have an inch to move. So people asked him, what's going on? You know, there's broad aisles in this shul. He said, sure there's broad aisles. He said, there's thousands of tefillahs in this shul that haven't been able to make it up at all. They're just waiting for a tzaddik to come to be able to be ma'al at all of those tefillahs. Tefillahs which don't have enough power, enough kavana in them, they're just lying dormant, not being able to accomplish anything. Rabbi Nizal says, "Ki nishar kol avodosam lemato, their entire avodah remains below. Ve'ein yochol lehisroimim ulehisalos lemalo. Their avodah cannot rise up and elevate itself above. Why? Rabbi Nizal can explain this concept now. Ki ikur hachius hu hasechel. What's the main chius of a person? What's the main life force within a person? His mind, the brain. Kemo shekosav as Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles." Wisdom gives life to one who possesses it. Seichel is what gives a person life. You consider a person alive when he has brains. A person who has no brains, it's just like he's dead, chas v'shalom. When a person serves Hashem with seichel, when a person does a mitzvah with seichel, with kavona, he makes a bracha on a fruit, and he says it with kavona, he gives that mitzvah the power to shoot up to heaven. But when a person falls into a depressed state, a state of mind where he's not happy, he's not broad-minded like, his mind isn't in an open frame like, where he's in a status of sleep, a type of sleep, in a situation like that, his tefillah cannot rise up to Shemayim. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'yeish shenafulu b'chinas shena al yedei tayvoy somaisim roim." There are people who have fallen into this state of sleep through their evil desires, through their bad actions, through their sins. This has put them into a b'chinas shena, into a type of sleep. "V'yeish shehem anoshim ksherim v'yofim." There are people who are very religious. They're holy. They're kosher. They're good. "Rak shenafilosom hu al yedei achila." Their fall comes through achila. they eat improperly. Rabbi Nassau is going to explain this now. At times, when a human being attempts to eat a food item which has not yet become worthy of being eaten by a human, this causes his mind to fall into a state of shena, a drowsy state. Rabbi Nassau is going to explain this now. Just like in physical nature, if you study physical nature, you know that yesh ma'acholim shemar b'mshena, there are certain food items which help a person sleep, such as wine or milk. All dairy products have a nature of helping a person sleep. V'yesh shememayit b'mshena, there are certain foods, such as coffee, caffeine, which help a person decrease their amount of sleep. Just like we know that this exists in physical terms, Rabbi Nassau explains, Kemoikein Baruchnius, in a spiritual sense also, Yesh Ma'acholim Shalainis Baru, there are foods which have not yet been spiritually mistaken. They have not yet been Mizbarer. Mizbarer means fixed up completely. The foods themselves have not yet been fixed up completely. Ukishapichel Bikdusho, 1 second. Shemapilin Lebechinat Shena, which could cause a person to fall into a spiritual type of sleep, chas v'shalom. U'kishachichil b'kdusho b'taro, when a person eats b'kdusho b'taro, he eats with the right kavonah, azai hu b'chinas lechem haponim. His bread is considered like the bread on the shulchan of the Beis HaMikdosh, which was called lechem haponim, which we just discussed this Shabbos in shul. Ki ha'seichel hu haponim, because we know that the seichel of a person shows on his face. As Shlomo HaMelech says, Chochmas Adam to'ir ponav, the wisdom of a person lights up his face, puts a shine, a glow in his face. Avol kishein achilosei b'kdusha, but when a person does not eat b'kdusha, he eats purely because of physical taiva, physical desire. He doesn't eat so that he should have strength to serve Hashem or to do mitzvahs. Azai oiveit ponav. What happens? He loses his face, hainu ha-seichel, meaning he loses his seichel. V'noifei l'vechina shena. Then the person falls into a state of sleep. If you recall, we mentioned 2 Shabbosim ago. That's why the Arizal says the mouth has exactly 32 teeth in it, showing that a person must eat with seichel. The number 32 refers to the Torah, which begins with a beis, bereishis, and ends with a lamed, la'enei kol Yisrael. 32 is lamed beis, which stands for the whole Torah. 32 also refers to the 32 paths of chokhmah, lamed beis nesivos ha-chokhmah. So when a person eats and the teeth grind up the food, the teeth are actually pipes to the brain. What's a toothache? Toothache means that there are nerves. A person who had problems with the tooth knows. The teeth have nerves in them which hook up to the brain, which cause a lot of pain when they're there. At the same time, when a person eats b'kedusha, the brain is actually sending kedusha into the food that's being eaten to be mali, to be masakin, to be mavarit. Rabbi Nassau says, "Ki ikar ha-maychol hu lahachyeis halev." The main purpose of a person eating is to give chias to the heart. Kamo shekosev, as the pasuk says in Rus, "Vayoychal vayesh vayitav liboy." He ate, he drank, and his heart was satiated. The purpose of eating is to nourish the heart. Ukamoisham Razal, as the Medrash says, Pito Sado Delibo. Bread is what gives nourishment to the heart. We were just talking last week during the week about Pashachris. Bread nourishes what? The heart. The main organ in the body that has to be nourished is the heart. Ukishain Hamaichol Navuror, and when the item that a person is eating is not spiritually completed, Ve'enoy Eichel Oisei B'kdusha, and a person does not eat it B'kdusha, Azai mevi roya el halev. The person is actually bringing harm to his heart, chas v'shalom. Va'yidei roya halev niskalkel haponim. And when the heart gets messed up, this causes the face to get messed up. Kemoy shekos. So as the posuk says in Nehemiah, the king said, wow, stain would light up. We're learning Gemara Rosh Hashanah. We just had this statement today in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Exactly, this sentence in Nehemiah. The king said to Nehemiah, Madua Israchashta said, King Israchashta said to Nehemiah, Madua ponecho roim, why does your face look bad today, troubled? Ein ze kiim roya lei. it must be a sign of bad in your heart. You must have a bad feeling in your heart that's showing on your face. So we see that when the heart gets messed up, the face gets messed up. V'chein lehepich. And it also works the opposite way. V'chein lehepich. Bakoshas haponim. When a person is seeking out the face, meaning, dehainu sheyachzor v'yavakesh ponov, when a person wants to find the seichel, he wants to find the perfection of the face, hu toli b'tikin halev. The part of the body that he must perfect is the heart. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Lecha Omar Libi Bakshu Fonai. To you I say, my heart, seek out your face. We see the connection between the heart and the face. The heart is Bina, the face is Chachma, Chachma Sodom Torah Ponav. We know that those two are very closely related. Val Kain, Rabbi Nezal says, therefore, Litha Omim, Al Yidei, Maichel Sheinim Avuror, by a person eating a food item, which is not Misukon Sha'al Yodoy Niskal Kelalev, which causes the heart to get messed up, Al Yidezer Oyveit Haponim. By doing that, a person loses his face, he loses the Kiddusha of his face, V'noifei L'Bechinas Shena, and he falls into a state of spiritual sleep. And a person like this, V'tzorech L'Oyroi Mishinosoi, you have to see to it to awaken a person like this from his sleep. V'i'efsher lo'ayro, Rabbi Nezal stresses, V'i'efsher lo'ayroi ki in kishemis oirer me'atzmoi. When you find a person who's spiritually asleep, there's no way to wake him up unless he wakes up first himself. He must make the first move. Ki tzorich isaruso de lesato. There must be an awakening from below. The person himself must show the first move. Rak, however, when he shows some type of desire to want to come close to Kiddusha, so if there weren't other people there trying to awaken him, he would fall back asleep in a minute. Alkain, therefore, the trick is, tzorich, you got to watch, you got to study a person very carefully. Tzorich, take your Kishemisayra, and you have to wait. For this. The second you see the person show signs of waking up, then you have to show him a face. Dress this person in the ponim, in the kedusha, which left him when he fell into the sleep. He started out with a kedusha, with a ponim. When he fell into this sleep, the ponim left him. When you're trying to wake him up again, you have to give him back this ponim, this seichel that had left him before. This is the concept of awakening a person from his sleep. Rabbi Nezal explained exactly what happens when a person falls asleep, what could cause it. It could be through taivais rois or sins, or it could be through a problem of achila, as in the first story of Sipurim Ma'aseh, if you recall, he ate something and then he fell asleep. And by the way, the Mefarshim and the Brach bring, again, coincidence. We just mentioned last Shabbos, we were talking about how no matter how old you are, we can fall. What's the example that I gave of that? Which tzaddik is it? Yechonam Kohen Gadol, who was 80 years old. The Arizal brings that the reason what caused him, Rachmana Latzlan, to have his nefila was he ate an item which wasn't nevuah. Mm-hmm. I never saw it explained at all. The Mefarshim bring it in the back. I don't recall if they bring the place in the Kisrei Arizal where it's brought. But that's what caused Yechonam Kohen Gadol, Rachmana Latzlan.
From mice,
in other words, it could be in a physical sense, could be in a spiritual sense. It's an item, it has an neshama that requires tikkun, which you're not capable of being misakin, like it's too hard for you to do. And unless you know to stay away from it, chas v'shalom, you try to do it, it can hurt your life, it can harm the person.
I'm sure that one place we saw that the tzaddikim don't, Hashem protects them from doing sins, another place, so that they fell through sin. And Arizal said that Taisha says that the answer is that Hashem protects tzaddikim when it comes to the items of food, that Hashem will protect them from falling into a trap.
It's brought by Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yohanan.
Right.
In Chulin, we had a Taisha. The answer is, this is a unique case again. I don't know the details on it. I don't know why, but if you look, I don't remember which Mefarsh is in the back. One of the Mefarshim quotes the Arizal that this was the Pidam of Yechon and Kohen Gadol. It was a Pidam of Achila, Kemuva, as it's brought. Just interesting.
And that's
to know.
What happened, or that caused him to do
that? Caused him to fall into a shema, which caused him to get messed up when he tried to enter into the Lefnai V'Lefnim. And he wasn't ready for it anymore. He was in a Bechina Shema. It killed him. It harmed him. Okay. Okay, let's just mention one or two items. The Arizal says, why is Rosh Hashanah called Rosh Hashanah? One of the reasons why it's called Rosh Hashanah, the Arizal says, is Miloshin Shena, from the term sleep. The Arizal says that every single year, there's a new type of sleep sent down to the world. The Satan presents a new platform, a new agenda for the year, a whole new set of Bechina Shena that he's going to use to take the world and put it asleep for another year. Get people to sleep away their life, Rahmanul Islam, and fall into all types of sins, not awaken and realize the importance of serving Hashem, etc., etc. The Arizal says, Rosh Hashanah, Miloshin Shena. Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of a new sleep. Every single year, the Arizal says, on Rosh Hashanah, the Satan comes down with a new type of sleep. And this is why the Sifrei Kabbalah warn so much that on Rosh Hashanah, a person should never, ever go to sleep. On the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's usur b'tachlis to go to sleep in the afternoon, because a person who goes to sleep on that day, his mazel goes to sleep for the whole year, chas v'shalom. Why? Because that's the day where there is this new Bechinas Shena sent down to the world that could cause these problems. Let's just see if we can do a drop more. Since we're doing it once a week, I hesitate to cut it too short. Let's see if we can go, let's say, to the bottom of the page. Rabbi Nizal says, you'll see how Rabbi Nizal never touches on a topic without giving you all the information you need to go about. We're going step by step here. The way to get to Yira is through Pekidas HaKoros. The way to get through to Pekidas HaKoros is by arousing people, waking people up from their sleep. How do you do that now? Rabbi Nizal says, Kukisharaitzin laharais loiponach. When a person wants to awaken one who is asleep, and he wants to show him a face, meaning he wants to show him some seichel, you have to be very careful to cloak the seichel in stories, in simple items. You have to be very careful to start off talking about very simple physical matters before you enter into any discussion about Kiddusha. Rabbi Nizal is going to explain exactly why now. Ki yesh ayin ponim la Torah. There are 70 faces to the Torah. There are 70 interpretations, 70 sections to the Torah. Vehein bechinas ayin shonim. They correspond to the basic lifetime of a human being, which is 70 years. Yemei shnoiseinu vahem shivim shona. Each one of these 70 faces of the Torah is different from its partner. Rabbeinazal says, now I'm stressing to you, when you want to wake somebody up from his sleep, you have to be very careful to cloak the words of Torah that you speak to him because of three reasons. I'm going to give you three reasons why you can't come out direct with words of Torah. You have to cloak it. You have to cover it up. One, Aleph. These 70 faces of the Torah is different from its partner. Utsrichin lahalbish esaponim dafko machmas gimel taimim. Rabbi Nizal says, now I'm stressing to you, when you want to wake somebody up from his sleep, you have to be very careful to cloak the words of Torah that you speak to him because of three reasons. I'm going to give you three reasons why you can't come out direct with words of Torah. You have to cloak it. You have to cover it up. One, Aleph.